And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez. And he's joined by educator Lori Fisher and technical editor Kara Pace. And it's got to be our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time at 5 o'clock, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so that's what we're looking for. Feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer for us. A little early for the answers, but if you have a question, by all means, give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. It's always great to call early in the show. We want to get as many calls on as possible, especially if you have a question you've been saving, and we would appreciate that. So again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. I also want to remind you of our email address, and thank you to all of those who've been emailing about the possible time changes for the show. Appreciate that very much. I passed your emails along to our interim GM. We will see what that does. And again, our email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And of course, if you'd like to hear us in live stream, that is at kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear the podcast, it should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show tonight. And that will also be at kalw.org and many other places. Let's start with KALW. I'm sure they would appreciate that. I am curious. I just wanted to follow up on that earlier comment I made about emails. If any of you filled out the listener survey, I would be curious about that. How many people did that? So let me know if you want to take the time to send me an email and just let me know if you filled out the listener survey at the KALW website. That'd be interesting to me. Anyway, all that being said, we will, let's see, start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Bob's Burgers is Kira Pace's marvel, and she looks forward to finding out more about Bob's Burgers extended cinematic universe next weekend.
Wow.
I think this is an unpaid advertisement.
I might be paid. Wait, we don't get paid for these plugs?
All I'm saying is I didn't think anything would get me into a theater, but now there's something that might get me into a theater. So.
And this is a full-length
Bob's Burgers movie. So I'm excited. I expect only good things. Speaking of school, were we speaking of school? Speaking of school as we are now, Lori Fisher would like to contradict Yogi Berra's claim that it's not over until it's over and declare once and for all that sometimes it's over before it's over.
That's the case now. I still have a bunch of wonderful papers to read, so it's not quite over. And let me say this about our moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Here he is.
That's right. And we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. I am going to start with these. I'm a little travel itchy. It's been a couple of years because we had this pandemic. Now I'm getting really kind of a wanderlust.
You're going to the movies. You're going to travel.
I know. So like I've got travel on the brain. So because of that, you're getting these questions. So according to the 2019 numbers pulled by the United Nations World Tourism Organization, which 7 UN member nations received the smallest number of international tourists?
So this is pre-pandemic, correct?
This is pre-pandemic. So these are the 2019 numbers. This is before the world went kablooey. The seven least visited islands internationally. I will say, by way of clue, that they are all island nations. So the seven UN member nations with the lowest number of international visitors.
And you mean there are island nations that received less international visitors or fewer international visitors than, say, North Korea?
North Korea is not a member nation of the United Nations.
Yes, so. It is. North Korea is a member of the United Nations. Is it?
Okay. Yes. Well, North Korea, I can tell you that North Korea does not publish their numbers, but they would probably be about on par. And actually, North Korea does, I think, get Chinese visitors, which would count as international.
So, but no matter what, the answer for us is seven island nations.
Seven right? island nations. The most popular of the ones on my list, 45,000 visitors, international visitors for 2019.
This is the most popular of the least popular.
The most popular of the least popular, 45,000 visitors. Well, Dana, the least popular of the least popular, 4,000 visitors. And that was rounding up. And while you're thinking of that, I'll go ahead and ask, what seven countries received the most international tourists in 2019? Might be a little easier list right there. So,
well, I'll guess on the least visited, how about Madagascar?
No, not Madagascar.
And then on the most visited, I'll assume it's a country like France. How's that?
France is number one. France has been number one for a little while now.
All right. Dana, you can have the rest.
Especially
the island nations.
Since you were nice enough to tell us they were all island nations, I guess they're mostly in the Pacific or maybe Indian Ocean, something like that. So, like Tuvalu.
With one exception, they are Pacific or Indian.
Tuvalu?
That is our least popular of the least popular with, I think it was actually 3,600 international visitors in 2019.
That's an Irish lullaby, as the joke I always make when I hear that name. Kiribati?
Kiribati is also one of the answers. That is number three.
Okay.
12,000 international visitors.
I have other guesses, but I mean, I'll stop there. So, and as far as countries that get the most tourists, I would think the United States would be one.
Yeah.
The United States is number three with 80 right. million international visitors.
Okay.
Number All one right. in receipts, though. So they all spend their money there or here. Lots of international tourists spend their money here, but we're the third most visited.
That's because the hot dog and the beer are so expensive.
Yeah.
And just repeat the question, please.
Sure. According to the 2019 numbers pulled by the United Nations World Tourism Organization, which seven UN member nations received the smallest number of international tourists? And so far we have Tuvalu and Kiribati, looking for five more. Also, which countries received the most international tourists in 2019? And we have France and the United States looking for five more there as well.
All right. And Lori.
All right. Well, I'm staying close to home. Last night was the season ender of Saturday Night Live. I think it was the 47th season. And I have a couple of questions about its history. The first one, in its first year, 1975, four of the guest hosts were stand-up comedians. So we'll do that one first. Who were they?
Well, George Carlin. Yeah.
That's right. Give yourself a bell.
And Richard Pryor.
Yep. There's two of them. Okay, Kira, you got one?
Those were the two I was going for. Okay. Who co-wrote the... No, he wasn't stand-up. Okay, don't mind me.
Leave the other two. Oh, go ahead.
No.
Okay, and then I have sort of follow-up questions. I was looking for various awards that the show had won or been nominated for, and I came across three that I had never heard of. So they were nominated or won an Annie Award, a Dorian Award, and a Poppy Award. I don't want to know who was nominated. I want to know what those awards are for and how they got their names. So Annie Awards, Dorian Awards, and Poppy Awards, they're all entertainment awards. They're all given to things like TV shows and movies. And I want to know if you know what for and how they got their names. in the case of Annie and the Dorian Awards is pretty interesting.
Well, I don't know how this ties in, to be honest, but the Poppy Awards has something to do with promoting poppy and California tourism, but there is a Poppy Award that's something to do with that. It's like an industry award.
Yeah, this isn't, that must be a different one. This is an award specifically given out by Entertainment Weekly magazine, and it has nothing to do with California tourism.
Is it poppy for popular?
Sort of. It's sort of a, I would say, a take on popular in a way.
Does it have to do with pop culture?
Well, in the way that they nominate shows like Saturday Night Live, sure.
Hmm. All right. So okay, just repeat that if you all...
Yeah, we're looking for the two stand-up comedians who hosted Saturday Night Live in 1975. We got George Carlin and Richard Pryor. And then...
Does Mark Henry count as a stand-up?
I don't think so. He's mostly a writer. Yeah. And then three awards, Annie Awards, Dorian Awards, and Poppy Awards are given for entertainment things. And Saturday Night Live has either won or been nominated for them. I want to know what those awards are given for. In the case of Annie and Dorian, I want to know why they're named, how they're named.
All right. And just to remind you, the two numbers to give us a call if you'd like to get on the show with a question or answer, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And
real quick, I know Milton Berle was on. Was he on the first season?
No, he was like 5 years.
He was later on.
Yeah, and then banned, right? I think he was
banned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Reed, how are you? So let's do astronomy today. So we're blessed with the planet Earth, beautiful planet, blue skies, and a lot of water, and great life. Well, hopefully we can keep that, not the way things are going. Okay, which planet in the solar system, the rain is not made out of water, actually made out of sulfuric acid? So it can dissolve you if you're sitting there for a few minutes. Yeah, which one?
In our solar system,
the rain is made out of sulfuric acid. Made out of acid. Well, just, you know, sulfuric acid is very strong acid. It's not water. Take a guess.
I'm going to guess Mars.
No.
Okay.
Which one is Earth's evil twin?
Yeah, Venus.
Venus, right.
You know why? The atmosphere is 100 times as much. The temperature is 700 degrees, enough to melt lead. And what is unique about Venus, it rotates backward. So it goes backwards. Sun rises in the west and sets in the east. Also, a day in Venus is longer than a year in Venus. 244 days, Earth days, again, it's 227 for the year, which is unbelievable. Okay, which planet in the solar system also, the rain made out of diamond?
Wow. That's Uranus? No, right? It's Uranus
close.
Or Neptune?
Very good. Say it again.
I couldn't remember if it was Uranus or Neptune. It's one of those two.
It is Neptune.
It's Neptune.
Okay. It is Neptune. So really are blessed. Okay, with this horrible thing happening in Ukraine, I hope so soon, what is the oldest peace treaty in history? Oldest.
The oldest what?
Peace treaty. Peace between two warring countries. The oldest.
So I take it this is going to be between the Egyptians and somebody.
Okay, and there's interesting something about it. This is between the Egyptians. What was the other side? By the way, it was 3,293 years. It has something to do with Ukraine, which is unbelievable.
What about the other fourth? So it's not the Persians, then?
No, not the Persians.
Then it has something to do with the Ukraine, then it... What,
it is very
Tartars?
Close to Ukraine. It probably includes Ukraine because the Black Sea was definitely in ancient Egyptian maps. Let's go with the Hittites. What's today Hittites?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand
the
question.
The name of the nation at that time, it was called Hittites.
H-E-I-T-S.
Believe it or not. Okay, it is that area where Turkey, the whole area of the Black Sea, was a warring. Well, basically, Egypt was trying to control the whole area between, you know, Egypt and you know, the Palestine and whatever else there is, Syria and all that. and always warring between these two powers. So in 1271 BC, not only the treaty was signed by the pharaoh and the king, but the wife, the children, the servants, everybody signed the treaty. It's unbelievable. You really have to go online and read that thing. It's just unbelievable. It is more true than what you see today. Hopefully we'll have peace in Ukraine sometime soon. Thank you very much. Always a good show.
Thank you, Reed.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. We do hope you're enjoying the show. Please feel free to give us a call if you have a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. I should say that my name is Dana Rodriguez. I'm the moderator for this evening's program. My fellow panelists are Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher from Diablo Valley College, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio program, or station, I should say. Okay, let me give you a couple of questions here. And you may remember, and you may not remember, a few weeks ago I asked you about the three men who were top 10 box office stars in the United States the longest. So now I'm going to ask you, what three women film stars in the history of the movies were top 10 box office stars for at least 10 years each? What three women film stars were at that one of the top 10 biggest drawing box office stars for at least 10 years each? So there are three on that list, and I'll give you each one guess.
And not necessarily in a row, or it doesn't matter, but I'm just curious.
You mean in a row? You mean
10 years in a row, or just 10 years total?
Not one of them is 10 years in a row. The others are mixed.
Got some guesses. I don't actually know.
All right.
Take a guess. I don't know.
Give me a guess.
Well, I'll start with Julia Roberts.
No.
Okay.
I think that's a good guess. Boy, she did not 10 years. So this is the sidebar with Kira and me. Would anybody like Angelina Jolie or Demi Moore, are they not big enough or long enough?
I mean, I'm just not sure about long enough. My other guess for long, in like modern era, would be Sandra Bullock.
Right.
Is Sandra Bullock one of them?
No.
No. Okay. then like old-timey, you know, before my time, I'll say, I would guess like Hepburn, right? Like she was a big name for a long time.
Yeah, but I don't know if she was big box office. I mean,
never a tremendously powerful box office star. So, durable, but not long.
Sure. So the other thing is like, is it going to be an action movie? Because action movies make a ton of money. And then there's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then maybe you pick some women from there, like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, how about Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah. No.
She's been around.
All right. So once more, what three women in film history were top 10 box office stars for at least 10 years each?
I'll take one more guess. How about Betty Davis?
Not Betty Davis.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Second question. This is my list question. This is according to the United States Government Publishing Office Style Manual. Yeah. So what I'm looking for are proper names for residents of each U.S. state that do not end in a N. For instance, Alaska, the resident of Alaska would be an Alaskan, or the resident of Arizona would be an Arizonian or an Arizonan. So this is according to U.S. Government Publishing Office Style Manual. So there are 12 states in which the name of what you would call a resident of that state would not end in a N, the letter N. So I will give you each two guesses.
Oh, you just changed it. You had A-N, now you just say N, because like Utah ends in H-N, but that doesn't count
just
because
N.
It ends in an N.
Just
so N. You want the N, okay.
No N. No N. It cannot end in an N.
This is good.
What about Illinois?
I think they're Illinois.
No, Illinois is that ends in an N.
It's Illinois.
Like finding a line, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, not, according, not the, I'm going by the United States Government Publishing Office style.
Maybe. Yeah, the state, we're the fighting a lie there, the University of Illinois, but I think.
Well, I know, but I thought that it might be one. Because, for example, everyone in Michigan calls themselves a Michigander. That is not in the, like, they go with, like, Michiganian or something ridiculous. So.
No, Michigander is one of the acceptable answers.
Oh, is that an acceptable answer? Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Very nice. Michigander is fine.
Oh. All right. And there's 12 of them.
Once more, let me just go through this once more. So what I'm looking for are the proper names for residents of each U.S. state. This is according to the United States Government Publishing Office style manual that do not end in a N, as in Alaskan or Arizonan.
I have a question.
So far, we have Michigander for Michigan. Yes.
Do all of them have the state name in the name, or could it be something for Indiana be Hoosier?
Hoosier is acceptable.
All right.
Okay. And what about is it a Connecticut? Cuter or something like that?
It's Connecticut. Cuticle.
That is one of the two names for Connecticut. Connecticut is one.
And that's what Sparky and Manny are now. So maybe they'll call him. Right.
Okay. And then the first question was, what three women film stars were top 10 box office stars for at least 10 years each? There are only three that have done that.
Give me one more guess on that. How about Jane Fonda?
Not Jane Fonda.
Ah, Charlize Theron.
No.
Okay. I'm just out.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I've got a couple guesses and then I've got a question for y'all. So for your questions, Dana, what about a Mainer from Maine?
That is correct. Mainer is completely usable, yes.
What about Vermonter?
Vermonter is also acceptable, yes.
Good work.
What about Wisconsiner?
No, not Wisconsiner.
From New Hampshire, is that a New Hampshire, right?
Well, yes, New Hampshire right is the one. Right.
Yep. New Hampshire.
Okay, that's about all I can do with those. For the box office, is Meryl Streep one of the actresses?
She is not.
Okay. Okay, for Lori's question, was Steve Martin one of the hosts?
Not in the first year. Good guess.
Okay. For Kira's question, these are just total guess. For the islands, is one of the islands Easter Island?
No, Easter Island is part of, I forgot which one.
Ecuador.
Chile or Ecuador, thank you.
Ecuador.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Or is it Chile? And what about for most visited, was Italy number in there in the top?
Italy is number 5, so nice job you get about there.
Okay. All right, now my question for you all. So I just learned this recently. I found it kind of interesting. It's a recording artist question. So which top 5 recording artists globally have sold the most records? 5 top-selling recording artists in history around the globe.
And is this individuals or could they be groups? That's the first question.
Solo. They're solo artists.
Well, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
That is number 1.
Madonna?
That is number 3.
Nice. Whitney Houston?
No.
Eminem?
Oh.
That is number 5.
That's amazing.
Two people from Michigan, by the way.
Yes. Well, Michael Jackson is Gary, Indiana, but the other two, for sure, Michigan.
Yep. I'll give you a hint. Number 2 is deceased, and number 4 is still alive and is not American.
Well, is Elvis one?
That is number 2. And number 4.
Is Celine Dion one?
No.
Well, that was a good guess, though.
I thought that was.
I'll give you a hint. It's a male artist.
Still living. but not American, right?
Canadian?
No, British.
British. So.
Oh, Elton John?
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Nice. Nice going.
That's it. Right. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. Kira, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to read you a statement and ask you three questions about it. So here we go. An actress and World War II pinup who spent some time in the early 1940s as a scream queen was a female lead in the first series that was filmed for TV instead of being performed live. So what I want to know, number one, what is the name of this actress? Number two, what is the name of this dramatic TV series, which was filmed in 1948, but not broadcast until 1951? And which of the Hollywood Chrises is this actress related to?
All right. I think I missed the earlier part of that. I didn't, or maybe I didn't understand it. So just go over the whole thing once more.
So here's my statement. There's an actress and World War II pinup who spent some time in the early 1940s as a scream queen. And she was the female lead in the first series that was filmed for TV rather than being performed live. So I want to know who this actress is. I want to know the name of the dramatic TV series that she acted in. And I want to know which of the Hollywood Chrises she is related to.
So when you say she was a scream queen, that means she was in horror films?
That is what I mean.
Oh.
In the 1940s. Like, she's not mostly known for being a scream queen, but she is, she has like a horror fan following for her work in the 1940s.
But was she better known as a pinup girl and movie star? I mean, conventional movie star?
I think that's probably fair.
Was she the star of these? Was she like the female lead of these films?
Female, yeah, she was a female lead. She wasn't always a star. Like there are bigger names than hers, but she did definitely have female lead roles, including in this television show. She was the female lead.
So Dana, would it have been Betty Grable? Did she ever do a TV series?
She never did horror films. I'll tell you that.
She wasn't a screamer, huh?
No. Okay.
All right. I didn't think so, but I didn't know.
And so she is this woman would be the aunt of one of the Chrises. So
I did not say aunt. I said merely a relation.
A relation.
Could be grandmother. Cousin.
I will go ahead and spot you that she is indeed the grandmother of a Hollywood Chris.
And is it Chris Pine?
It is Chris Pine.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what I figured, because he's a Hollywood kid.
Went to Berkeley, I believe.
So
who's his grandmother? And then we got it.
No, she didn't say grandmother.
I did spot you, grandmother.
Did you? I'm sorry.
She gave his grandmother. So the name's not Pine.
Well, I know his dad is Robert Pine, who's an actor for Jack Webb.
Oh. Who's his grandfather? That's who we want.
No, we want his grandmother.
Right. But once we find his grandfather, we'll know who he was married to, maybe. Going backwards here. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot.
Also, it's a maternal grandmother. So
I have a feeling this woman was not a massive star.
No, I wouldn't say so.
But we've heard.
Okay. I got to work on that. Okay. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter Umberno.
Hi, Peter.
I always thought people from Maine were maniacs.
Not officially.
Yeah.
But among New Englanders, you don't want to forget the Rhode Islanders.
That's right. Rhode Islander. Very good.
Very good.
Good.
And for Pacific Island nations, perhaps Tonga.
Nope, not Tonga. Tonga is actually fairly well visited.
Okay. What about the Cook Islands?
Nope. And again, these are all member nations. Like, these are sovereign countries.
Not UN.
Well, they are UN, but they're sovereign countries. They're not like departments of any other country.
All right. for Boffo Box Office, ladies. What about Barbara Stanwyck?
That's a very good guess, but no, not Barbara Stanwyck.
How about Meryl Streep?
Not Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a little game for you called Color Change. I'm thinking of two films, both of which have the name of a color in the title. There are also some other words that are the same. I'm going to give you information about both film A and film B and see if you can come up with the two titles.
So they both have the same color in the title?
Different colors in the title, but they have some of the same words.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. The
colors are different. Film A had an ensemble cast starring Richard Carlson, Julia Adams, and Richard Denning.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
You're too good for me.
Does that make the next one Return to the Blue Lagoon? Or just
no.
The Blue Lagoon?
Just the Blue.
No, the Blue Lagoon.
Is it the Blue Lagoon?
It's the Blue Lagoon, yeah.
All right.
Very
Creature from the Blue Lagoon, yes.
Okay, well, you got me there. I have to make it more difficult.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. And we're about halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, we'll start with you.
According to the 2019 numbers pulled by the United Nations World Tourism Organization, which seven UN member nations received the smallest number of international tourists? So far, we have Tuvalu and Kiribati, looking for five more. Also, what seven countries received the most international tourists in 2019? So far there, we have France, USA, and Italy, looking for four more countries. And finally, an actress and World War II pinup who spent some time in the early 1940s as a scream queen was a female lead in the first series that was filmed for TV instead of being performed live. So I'm looking for the name of that actress and the name of the dramatic TV series, which was filmed in 1948, though not broadcast until 1951.
So if you gave us one of the movies that this actress was in, do you feel like that would give it away?
For you, yes. So I will hold off on doing that for the time being. I will add, though, that she was considered one of the most popular of the World War II pinup girls.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of pinup girls.
She was a popular pinup girl.
And Lori?
All my questions are about Saturday Night Live. So in year number one, 1975, they had four stand-up comedians who hosted. We got George Carlin and Richard Pryor. We're looking for the other two. And then the show has won or been nominated for three different awards. And I'd like to know what these awards are given for. The Annie Award, the Dorian Award, and the Poppy Award. In the case of Annie and Dorian, why are they named that, how they're named? The Poppy Award, by the way, is for popular. It's a shortening of popular.
Okay. The Annie Award, this one's sticking in my head because I know I've heard of this. Is this not like normally, is this something like niche, like sci-fi?
I would say it is niche. It's not sci-fi, but it's niche-y.
It's niche, but not something that you would necessarily think of Saturday Night Live for.
Say that one more time.
Is it something that you would not normally think of Saturday Night Live for?
You would not normally think that Saturday Night Live would be nominated in this category at all. Yeah. In fact, when I looked, I said, oh, what were they nominated for? And then I realized, yep, they've had some of this on their show. And all of them kind of make sense. Even the popular one, that it's not just popular, it's something within popularity. So Annie Award, Dorian Award, and Poppy Award, and the two missing stand-up comedians.
All right. And who are the three women film stars that were the top 10 box office stars? In other words, one of the 10 most popular box office stars for a particular year for at least 10 years each. It doesn't have to be, one of them is, I think, basically 10 solid years, and the others are sort of spaced out just a little bit. So who are the three women film stars that were top 10 box office stars for at least 10 years each? And the other question is, according to the United States government publishing office style manual, the proper name, I'm looking for the proper names for residents of each U.S. state that do not end in an N. In other words, if I said Alaska, you would say Alaskan or Arizona, Arizonian. So far we have Connecticuter, Hoosier for Indiana, Mainer for Maine, Michigander for Michigan, New Hampshireite for New Hampshire, and Rhode Islander for Rhode Island. What are the others on that list?
And how about Sharon Stone? Let me put her in there.
No, not Sharon Stone. Her time was, I hope she's not listening to the show, but her time at the top was relatively brief.
That's what I thought. But
Let's see now. I'm trying to remember whose question. Is it my turn or is it your turn?
It is my turn.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this is sort of an end of the year teaching question. I've been looking at a website called Wallet Hub, which I like a lot. They do statistical studies of a lot of stuff. They've decided using a bunch of good metrics, what are the best places to teach in the United States, and this is K-12, so this is not college. And they look at stuff like salary, initial salary, salary when you retire, retirement, class size, tenure, evaluation, turnover, commute time. So it's quite thorough. It's not just kind of made up. And so I'm looking for the 6 states that they judge to be based on these mostly statistical things are considered the best public school places to teach, K-12.
Isn't Wyoming at the top?
It is not.
Okay.
I think the salary would put it not at the top.
I just saw some study that...
That's good.
Okay,
this was done last year, so it's as current as I have it.
Okay.
And they're not at the bottom either. The bottom ones are mostly southern states.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say what the top ones are.
So how about Washington?
Yeah, Washington's number 3.
Okay.
Very good. Give yourself a bell on that one. I'll give you each one or two more.
Not New Mexico.
It is not New Mexico.
Okay. Then about Minnesota?
I thought Minnesota would be because I've heard good things, but it's not. I think it's in the top 10, but not the top. I have 6.
Okay. All right. Leave that out then.
Okay. So the best places to teach, K-12, what are they? And we have Washington. We're looking for 5 others.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Tom and Debbie in Napa, good evening.
Hi.
Hey.
A couple of guesses. Diane Keaton?
Not Diane Keaton.
And for not ending an end, a New Yorker.
Ooh. New Yorker, of course.
No brainer, exactly. Okay, my question this evening, and you a lot of state questions tonight. Who is the first state to have a woman governor? She assumed office via special election and then subsequently won again. No easy way to guess this. It's west of the Mississippi. The year was 1924.
Wow.
She was the one who was elected as a joke, right?
No, her husband died.
Oh, okay.
Right. I want to say it's either, is it Arkansas or Wyoming? Is it Arkansas?
Dana, you're amazing. It's Wyoming.
Wyoming, okay.
Her name was Nellie Ross, and she assumed office via special election and then was reelected in 1924. That same year, the first woman elected outright was in Texas. A follow-up question to that, there is one state in the United States that has had 4 women governors. And a big hint, Dana, last week when I asked which state had the least rural internet access,
mm-hmm.
you guessed the right answer, and that is also the answer to the state that has had the most women governors.
You have to remember, Dana, what you said last week.
Yeah, I have trouble remembering what I said 5 minutes ago.
Most rural? Didn't you guess something in New England?
The state was mentioned just in the last 3 minutes by you.
By me?
Yep, specifically. Mm-hmm. It was the wrong answer, but you brought the right state up.
I brought up Wyoming recently. What else did I guess for the teaching one? New Mexico? No.
Bingo.
That's all right. Was it?
Oh, best.
They've had 4 women governors.
Good. That's
good. I love the show. And I want to thank the 3 of you for your contribution to the community, because this involves a huge amount of time on your parts And I think that deserves some acknowledgement. And I know I get great satisfaction out of listening, and I'm sure that's true for many, and we appreciate your service.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Really, thank you.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was nice. Let's go home early.
Yes, right.
Real quick, I do want to point out that Easter Island is Chile. So nobody writes in later, Chile.
Okay, good. Thank you for correcting that. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to join us, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay, I guess it's my turn. I'll give you a quick question here. You may pick this up very quickly. I don't know. What is the only country to have its largest tourist attraction on its national flag?
Oh, that is Cambodia, Angkor Wat.
Right. See, that was easy. There you go. Good.
Okay, that was easy.
Sorry, I need like one bell today. So.
Yeah, there you go. And all right, who has a quick question for us?
Well, I always do. In fact, I got this one today on near your home, Dana. I was at an event in Alameda, kind of celebrating the history of wartime activity there and peacetime activity, and it came up. How was the peace sign? They talked about the origin of the peace sign. Carrie, you already know. It's when was it first developed and what was it based on?
Okay. It's based on radioactivity.
No, the peace sign, you know, the actual symbol that has a V. So yeah. No. And I mean, it was because of that.
Right. But, well, yeah, it's like, is it people holding hands?
No,
it's not. I know it has something to do it does have something to do with radioactivity.
It does. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I did miss. Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. It definitely does.
Yeah.
In fact, keep going.
Yeah. Well, first you asked when, and I don't remember when. Is it 50s?
Yeah. It's 1958.
Yeah.
That's something. And it does have something to do with nuclear and that. And it represents something very specifically that I didn't.
Yeah. It's like basically like the how poisonous Man, I lost the story.
Okay, we have time, so we can leave it out there. So it's based on, I'm going to say it's initials for something. How's that for a hint? It's a formation of initials of something. That's a good hint.
Okay, first of all, I lament the lack of security on getting to Alameda. But anyway, I heard that the peace sign was an early Christian, started out as an early Christian symbol.
Go ahead. It's not that. It might be that, but go ahead.
The other thing I heard, though I don't remember much of the story, is that Pablo Picasso had something to do with the peace sign as well.
Neither of these turns up in what seemed to be not only what they said during the tour, but I looked it up, not on Wikipedia, on a more official site, and it confirmed that it's based on the initials, represented a certain way of representing initials. And if that isn't confusing, it'll make sense when you know the answer.
All right, leave it out. Leave it out. We'll see.
And it's a sort of a military-ish origination.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Mike calling from Redwood City.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I've got a couple answers. For the SNL host, who was the stand-up, who did one of my favorite sketches, was it Bob Newhart?
No, he did not. I don't know if he ever hosted, but I know he did not first year.
He did host. I don't know if it was in the first year, though.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he does a great skit about stuffing people in a box. for the states, for the demonyms that don't end in N, how about a Wisconsinite?
Yes, that is correct. Wisconsinite. Yeah. Very good. Yes.
Excellent.
And then for the island countries, I'm going to take a stab at the non-Indian Pacific one. I'm going to say Cape Verde.
Not Cape Verde.
Oh.
I'll say, since it's getting late, that there are two in the Central Pacific, one in the South Pacific, one in the Equatorial Atlantic, and one in the Indian Ocean. And all of them are archipelagos, if that makes any difference.
All right. So. How about for South Pacific, let's say Micronesia?
The Federated States of Micronesia, I had that as more of a Central Pacific because it's right around the equator. But yes, that is one of them. They got 18,000 visitors.
What do you mean? Even Kira's been in Micronesia.
It's true. I have been.
You went to 18,000?
Technically, I've been to two of these places, but one of them was just for the airport. So, yes, I was one of 18,000. Woo!
Excellent. Yeah, you met them all.
Yeah. But nice job.
If you would allow me one more, I would like to take a guess at the box office star. What about Natalie Portman?
Not Natalie Portman.
No worries. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
These box office stars, are any of them action women, like in action series?
No.
Like Michelle Rodriguez.
Well, I mean, no, not in the sense that you're asking the question, no.
And are any of them in the Marvel, part of Marvel?
No.
Okay.
Are any of them singers?
Yes.
How about Barbara Streisand?
No.
I guess, no, I didn't guess. So a singer. Kara, get all the singers.
Dolly Parton. There's no way that's right.
No chance of Dolly Parton. Not Whitney Houston. She didn't make enough movies. Boy.
All right. Think about it. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ann in Crocker, Amazon.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. I was just going to guess Barbara Streisand, but I guess that's wrong.
I took it for the team. Go ahead.
Thank you. How about Natalie Wood?
Not Natalie Wood.
Okay. How about for the popular countries, Great Britain?
Yes. Wait, hold on.
Or England?
No. Oddly enough, no. Really? I'm sorry. They were on a different list I had, which is why I immediately went yes. But no, they spend among the most, but they do not receive the most visitors. Okay. They're not in the top seven.
Okay. I have a question. Mm-hmm. In the movie Reds, the part of Eugene O'Neill is played by
Jack Nicholson.
Jack
right?
Nicholson. Yes. Who else? What two other actors were considered for that role?
Gosh.
You know, probably a lot. Let's see.
Well, just two that I read on Wikipedia this morning.
Yeah. let's see. Any reason you want to give us I'm looking at the time here, too.
Well,
they look like him because Nicholson didn't look like him at all.
No, one is actually a playwright.
Oh.
And the other one is just like, I don't know how they could consider him, unless he looked like him, but I'm not sure.
So Sam Shepard?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Excellent.
That's
and he does look, he looks like him, too. That's great.
A little bit.
More than Nicholson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the other one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or give us a hint, either way.
Yeah, what was the clue for the other one?
A clue for the other one. He's a popular folk top pop singer, like, but he's been around for a while.
Mm. Well, Reds was made when? In the 80s?
1979, 1980, right
82
there.
82 or something, 81, I don't know, something like that.
81, all right.
I kind of went on, it went on for a while. I just, like, watched it last night, so I was reading about it this morning.
Is he a folk singer like John Denver?
Similar.
Similar to John Denver?
Well, in that vein, kind of.
In that vein?
Well, better than John Denver, I think. But.
Phil Oakes.
No.
I'm thinking politically.
Yeah. Right.
Peter, Paul, but not Mary.
No. Leonard Cohen. No. Who?
James Taylor.
Oh, I could see that. That's a possibility. Yeah. Looks a little bit like him.
He was buddies with that group, I think. Yeah, makes sense. Not a good actor, though.
I don't know.
He was in Tulane Blacktop, I think. Was in
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Not good.
I don't
not
remember
good.
Seeing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Didn't Bill Gates try to buy those islands and rename them Microsoft-nesia? Bad joke. Mm-hmm. Listen, speaking of New Yorker, these are two comedians who were friends. And they both grew up, lived in northern Manhattan. One of them you mentioned already, and the other I'm thinking may be the answer to one of the hosts in the first year of Saturday Night Live. Do you know what I'm talking about?
So is one of them the comedian we mentioned because it was the answer to the question prior to Carlin?
Yes. You got him. George Carlin. He had a friend who also grew up in northern Manhattan, and I'm wondering if he's the answer.
Oh, I don't know where these people grew up, so...
See, I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah, so tell me who you're thinking.
Robert Klein.
That's correct. Very good.
Robert They're Klein friends. Is one of
them. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Same All generation, right. okay. same neighborhood. Good, thank you.
I get it. Did you ask a question, was it last week, about a movie title that ended in question marks? Was that the show?
No, we have asked that in the past, but not last week, no.
What were they? Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and what else?
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner would be
I don't know.
Oh, right. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Okay. I thought of a movie title with an exclamation point. Do you know what it is?
Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver.
Huh?
Oliver. Oliver, the musical. Oliver Twist, the musicalist, ends with an exclamation point.
It does? Well,
yes.
I thought of a movie that ends in an exclamation point.
Yeah, Oliver was also a movie that ends in an exclamation point. My understanding is it did pretty okay at the Academy Awards.
I guess I have another one, because I'm a Beatles fan.
All right, so another exclamation point movie.
How about
Airplane, 1980.
Hell no. The Beatles.
It does end in an exclamation point.
I'm sorry. You have to give us it's
a context.
Give us somebody who's in the film or something like that.
A Beatles movie.
Oh, Help!
Help!
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And okay. Real quick geography thing. What is the longest river in North America?
Is that the Mackenzie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
2,635. And what's the second and third largest rivers in America?
I feel like the Mississippi is one of them.
What?
Mississippi.
That's one. Is that second or third?
I want to say it's second, and Missouri would be the third.
What?
No, probably not Missouri. I was thinking Missouri, but now I'm thinking that's wrong.
Right.
Whatever.
Missouri and Mississippi, and they are only one. They only differ by 1 mile, believe it or not. Mississippi River is 2,340 miles. The Missouri River is 2,341 miles.
All right. Well, thank
Pretty
you very
amazing,
much.
Huh?
Appreciate the questions.
Sure.
All right. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
So is Shirley Temple too early for this actress thing?
Shirley Temple was the number one box office star for several years, but not 10 years. That's the problem.
Okay.
So
what about Doris Day?
Doris Day is one of them, yes.
No
Doris
kidding.
Day.
The singer. Yeah.
From between 1951 and 1966. Was a top 10 box office stars for 10 of those years. Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm happy with Doris Day, but I'll try Elizabeth Taylor.
Not Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, I got my Doris Day. I'm good.
Very good.
I love it.
You're ahead with Doris Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, I might never matter.
Well, hi there. It's Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Sandra.
Well, hi, everybody. Let Sandra start with the top 10 stars.
Joan Crawford.
Not Joan Crawford.
Darn it. How about Norma Shearer?
Not Norma Shearer, but I like the way you think.
Well, the Wayback Machine is going overtime. Okay, and last?
Who was my last one? I don't remember.
Judy Garland.
Oh, how about, well, that was my singer, Judy Garland.
Not Judy Garland.
All right, well,
cool.
Then I'm out. But
well.
Danny has,
yeah.
And a Rhode Islandite. How about that?
Well, it's Rhode Islander.
That's
Rhode Islander.
What I meant.
Yes, well, and somebody from New Hampshire should be a hamster, but I'm sure that's not true. And I'm sorry, as a proud Michigander, I got aced out of that one. And I also knew Robert Klein, Pooey. The TV series from 49 and 51, would that be Ida Lupino?
Ooh.
No, it's not.
Oh, Darn.
Good to hear your name now.
All right, but
since it's late, I will tell you.
The islands least visited is one of them East Timor.
No, oddly enough.
No.
Not among the least visited.
Oh, okay. Well, tangentially, I have a question. Do you have time for a quick question or two?
Yeah, one quick question. Go ahead.
All right. Well, what does East Timor have in common with the Sahara Desert and the Gobi Desert?
What does it have in common with the Sahara Desert? Oh.
Well, I'm not going to take a whole lot of time because it's just a fun answer. Sahara means desert. Gobi means desert. And Timor means east. So they're all unnecessarily repetitive.
Oh, very good.
Jeez. All right. I'll save my other fun questions for next week.
Bye, guys.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. States. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts? It's actually, that's the one that has nothing to do with the name Massachusetts. Well, I mean, not in the upfront sense anyway. So what do you think, what do they call people from Massachusetts?
People who live in Massachusetts.
They call them Bay Staters.
Oh.
Yeah, but never Massachusetts. Yeah, but it would be Massachusetts. Oh, and the other state, Marylander.
Marylander is very excellent. Good job.
And the guest on the movie star, Yvonne DiCarlo.
Not Yvonne DiCarlo.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Time to clean up here. And Kira, we'll start with you.
All right. The rest of the least visited nations are the Marshall Islands, the Solomon Islands, Sao Tome and Principe, and Comoros. Of the seven countries that are most visited, we're still looking for Spain, China, Turkey, and Mexico. Finally, the actress in World War II pinup who spent some time as a 1940s Scream Queen, female lead, blah, blah, blah. That is Anne Gwynn. She was in a show called Public Prosecutor, which started off as a 20-minute show and ended up as the 30-minute panel show, Crawford Mystery Theater.
All right. Saturday Night Live, the missing stand-up comedian was Lily Tomlin, the only woman of that era. The Annie Awards are given for animation. And they would do these, the ambiguously gay couple. That's what got nominated. The Dorian Awards are given for representation of gay people or LGBTQ people and named after the picture of Dorian Gray, which I love. And the Poppy Awards are for popular shows that weren't nominated for anything at all. And they get awards for that. The best places to teach, according to Wallet Hub, are New York, Utah, Washington, which Dana got, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia. And the last one is the peace sign, which is based on flag semaphores standing for nuclear disarmament. The N is the two lines going diagonally, and the D is a straight up and down line and put together. That becomes the peace sign for, and it meant nuclear disarmament before it meant peace. Yeah,
Right. The proper names for residents of each U.S. state, the only one that nobody ever got was Wyoming, which is Wyomingite. The three women box office stars that were a box office top 10 star for at least 10 years, those are Mary Pickford, Betty Grable, and Doris Day. Betty Grable was the one who was solid for 10 years, 1941 to 1951. And let's see, I think that's it. Anyway, my thanks to Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher from Dalba Valley College. My name is Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Damian D. Miner for handing the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for now. And so we do hope you will join us next week at that time. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye.